Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting to a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra explore these mysteries, offer live soul readings, and invite you to open up your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Kaur.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome, beloved one, to Sri and Kira Live. Sri and I always look forward to this moment with you live every Sunday right here at BBS. And today, Sri, what an awesome start to April. We have so much to share. And today we're going to talk. This is the first show of a two-part series. So if you're listening to us in the archives, lucky you, you don't have to wait a week for part two. And number one, we are beginning with claiming chaos as a gift. Because, you know, Sri, the reality is, whether or not it's war or peace, being awake or sound asleep, worrying about the economy or the rising cost of everything, news, chaos, you know, the reality is that it's causing a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, even when you do your best not to be affected by it. And so today we want to talk about swimming in the river and how to be in the river and not drown.
You know, I think we all adapt to a certain amount of disorder in our lives.
Boy,
you
is
know,
that true.
You know, chaos, it's kind of interesting. In the dictionary definition, chaos is listed as disorder and confusion. You know, disruption and upheaval.
They didn't see your desk lately, did they?
and so, you know, there's levels to this. Like everything in our evolutionary experience, there's strata, there's levels, and there's outer chaos and there's inner chaos. There's world events and there's personal, family, you know, up close events. But nonetheless, chaos, meaning the upheaval, the disorder, seems to come and go. Mm-hmm. It seems like chaos is right beneath the fabric of everything.
Oh, Sri, I love how you say that, how chaos is beneath the fabric of everything. And, you know, before we go any further with that, I want to remind all of you all that you're always welcome to call in and join us. I know we already have some people lining up, but, you know, get in the queue. Give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. If it's busy, just hold on till you hear us take a few callers and call back in again, because it's always wonderful to have these dialogues, even though our beloved producer, Doug, might have some chaos going on, but we'll invite him to claim that as a gift as well, and I'm sure he is.
Well, you know, there's a difference between chaos and stress. Now,
Wow, that's an important discernment.
Well, it is, because many times we drown, so to speak, in the energy of events without pausing to gather our resources, to really look at how we're responding.
Well, you know, I have to go back to your desk. Don't ask me why, but when you read, no, but it's a great definition. It's a great experience, because when you read that definition of chaos, read that again.
Okay.
All right, everybody, now follow me on this
one. Okay, chaos is complete disorder and confusion.
There you go. Okay, so that's Sri's desk. It's complete disorder and confusion. However, only to the person looking in. To you, it makes sense, it's orderly, and it feels good. And that's why I'm using this as an example.
My desk is an archaeological experience.
Yes, only I'm...
When you go through my inbox, the deeper the file, the older it is.
And the more value. but this is so perfect, Sri, because the reality is that when we really can look at the difference between chaos and stress, I love that. Then what we're saying is, okay, there can be a gift in the chaos. Like in your case, it's like, don't touch my desk. I know where everything is. Because every once in a while, we have someone who will go into Sri's office and clean it for him. And this poor man, I think all of you know what that is. It's like when somebody touches your orderly chaos, then it's like, oh my goodness.
Well, and that creates stress.
Indeed.
So
exactly.
But here's, you started to make the point that's important to anchor. And that is, it's a matter of perspective. From what angle are you looking at things? So we need to break this down a little bit in order to be useful. Mm-hmm. Because our world is more chaotic than it was in the past, or so it seems.
Ooh, now maybe you should hold on to that, Sri. You want to go? He's like, no, Kira, I've got to tell it now. All right,
no,
go
no,
for
no,
it, Sri.
No. It's it consider for a moment what has happened since the internet stepped in.
That's a show and a half.
Well, it is, but it at least it feeds this recognition that 100 years ago, we only had our personal chaos or our immediate political community kind of stuff going on.
Well, we also didn't have the communication, right? Because with communication comes greater chaos.
And with the internet and with seeing what's going on around the world.
Instantaneous transmissions. War is being covered.
Well, absolutely, and of course there's that cliche of the nightly news bringing us death and murder and trauma,
that. Well, that's part of the chaos, isn't it?
And now we have a whole world to find such newsworthy events
and 24-hour news cycles that will find them if they have to even fabricate them and then get away with that too. But that's a whole other issue.
So what I want to do, and we'll start chatting with callers here in a minute and get rolling in that way. But what I want to do is break this down into two levels. One level is our worldly events and the chaos that is expressing in the world. And the other level is, what about your personal life, your job, your partnership, marriage, relations, etc.? What kind of chaos is happening there?
And I think we should break that down even further as we dive into this in today's show, which is also the chaos, the external chaos and the internal. Because it's really, it's so funny. So many things that we talk about always wind up being trinities, don't they? So we have the outer world, everything that's going on in the worldly. We have our personal world, but then our personal world is broken into inner and outer. So we have like these three components to look at.
Yes. Yeah. And they all interact. And one fire can fuel another fire.
And normally does. And so, let's go ahead right now and take a moment and say welcome and hello to our first beautiful caller, Sri.
We're going to say hi to Elizabeth from Tennessee.
Hey, Elizabeth. So good to hear your voice, sweetheart.
Hello. It's nice to be on the show. How are you guys?
We are delighted to be spending this moment with you. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I love that the show is about chaos because I have gotten a chance to walk through some pretty big chaos in the past month and a half. And what's interesting, back last fall, I got the intuition that I needed to get ready, that clean up loose ends, make sure forgiveness had happened, especially with my mother-in-law and with my father. And my mother-in-law was diagnosed with cancer in February. Became so full of fear, she died within a month. It's just, it just went so fast. And then my father died on April 1st.
Wow.
I'm really grateful for all your practices and all the teachings because I really was able to walk through it and be an observer of it as I was with it. And yes. I think that I was supportive to all the family members as we went through it. But I just wanted to check in and to see if there's anything else I need to be paying attention to. I think my father finished in a good way. He struggled in this life, and I think he finished well. And wanted to just check in with that too.
Yeah, well, Sri and I are both so honored that you're asking, and thank you for sharing. And first and foremost, if your hand's not already on your heart, I invite you to please bring it there and to just feel reassurance. The word that just keeps coming in the entire time you're sharing is reassurance. Reassurance that not only did you navigate everything beautifully, that you have stepped into a form of mastery because there is an energy of freedom that came in through these gifts. It's like these two beings offered you final pieces to your mastery through both their experiences while they were in form and through this transition, through the proximity of the transition. And that there is just so much. They keep talking about the time of the harvest. So that would be fall. That around the fall season, I'm seeing like September, October, there's going to be like it's like this divine movement for you, this opening, this expanded recognition, not only of who you are, it's also about how you express and the way that you move. And also I'm seeing travel in you. You're going to decide to go somewhere later in the year. This is all for you around fall is what I'm seeing. And last but not least, my love, your dad is reaching out right now and loving you and holding you and saying, do not take on too much. Take on only that which is yours and let and go. He's saying it's confusing. He's just saying, let me go, yet know that I am here and that it is all perfect as it needs to be. And that, yes, you have traveled well and you are beginning to travel more. And so it is.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my love.
And blessings to you. And thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing that. You know, it's important that we honor the aspects of our being. And, you know, we have the very human part of us that is experiencing the loss of a father and mm-hmm. of a mother.
Mother-in-law.
In-law, mm-hmm. yeah. And nonetheless, loss is loss.
Right.
And no matter how many ascended perspectives we might try on, there's a part of us that was very much in relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And that grieving needs to be honored. And that's part of being kind to ourselves.
It is. And I just love that Elizabeth's call is today, because when we're claiming chaos as a gift, I mean, certainly it sounds like her mother-in-law with the rapid onset of cancer and then the fear consuming her. It's also a powerful demonstration how quickly that type of fear will take you to the next level. Because if you can't release your fear, then really it's time to transition. And I want to, Sri, I was looking at the quote that came forward for today's show, and I just want to share it right now because I think it's really appropriate. And so, everyone, this is a quote from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel. It comes from our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, which honestly is a timeless book. And it's on page 89. And let's just read that. And if you're listening with attentiveness to this quote, you might want to bring your hand to your heart. And here it is. And Sri's going to read it for us because it's just so beautiful. I want my hands on my heart too.
Hold the truth of the divine in your heart. Hold wholeness in your heart. And there can only be one outcome, divine reconnection.
Whew. And the reason I wanted to share that right now was certainly it sounded like Elizabeth was bringing that forward. And so it's just really quite beautiful.
Well, it is. And, you know, and I want to just learn from this interaction. When we, chaos comes in various ways to us because
that Trinity, which we're going to be talking about.
It's that destabilizing energy mm-hmm. where things, you're not sure what to grab onto.
Especially if you want to control it.
Well, that's the key, is that our ego seeks to control the chaos, mm-hmm. whereas our soul is buoyant through the chaos.
Exactly.
And it's one of the gifts of chaos, and this is one of the first gifts to harvest, is that chaos will stimulate us to recognize, where is my foundation?
Whew, what a powerful thing. So for those of you that are kind of keeping track today, you might want to make a note that one of the first things you want to look at with chaos is,
where is my foundation? Meaning, my strength, my sense of structure, am I dependent upon the outer world looking a certain way? Mm-hmm. Am I dependent upon people behaving in predictable ways?
Yeah.
And you know, have mercy on ourselves. To some extent, we all kind of rely on the world to be consistent.
But, absolutely.
But it will disappoint us.
Well, you know, and the reality is that it disappoints us only because of an expectation. There. And remember, beloved ones, this is part of a two-part series. Next week, the second half of this series, we're going to talk about creating through our passionate action. You know, is there hope for the future? How do we have a positive future? How do we create through our passionate action? And the reason I brought that up right now is because we're being stimulated by chaos. And yet, you know, we mentioned that number one was, where is my foundation? However, I would invite all of you to make a note that the premise here is that chaos and stress are two different things. That
Absolutely.
It's when we see them as one energy that we overwhelm and ignite in a way that blows us up, I guess is the way to share that.
Well, or we react in habitual ways.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes times when we're stressed. Mm-hmm. You know, just to help us have the same languaging here.
Sure, let's
do that. You know, stress is a sense of I don't know that I can get through.
Right.
You know, chaos is the changing scenery.
Right. Chaos is the confusion around you, which oftentimes can make sense based upon who you are and how you're looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So chaos is that sense of disorder that the predictability just took a speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is how you're responding to it.
So
each and every one of us has multiple experiences of this because we all have an ego. And our ego is that psychic mechanism that tries to make sense out of the world, mm-hmm. and that actually tries to control the world.
Yeah.
And so that ego energy is our servant, yet for many years, it's often our master.
Well, and you know, I want to jump in here and talk about, you know, Sri and I are very, very blessed to live here in Guatemala. And for those of you that have come to spend time with us here at the Self Ascension Sanctuary, you'll have a greater smile about what I'm about to share. And for those of you that haven't yet joined us, hey, check out our website and come join us. We have a few openings yet for some of these events near in the later of the year. But what I want to mention is this. We're currently in the midst. We had, you know, it's so funny. They're talking about all these earthquakes on TV. Talk about chaos, right? Well, we had last August, so it's closing in on a year, we had a 7.2 earthquake, which is really funny because it didn't make the news in the United States. It really didn't make a lot of news. But believe me, when you're living through a 7.2 earthquake, as Sri and I were, it makes your own news. You know, you want to talk about chaos.
Well, that captivates 100% of your attention while it's happening.
Yes, it does. And you're looking at each other going, okay. And your car's rattling and your dogs are freaking out. And the reason I'm bringing it forward is we live on the side of a mountain, which I think we've mentioned. So we have a very, very large – how tall is our retaining wall, Sri? It's huge.
Oh, it's
like a couple stories.
25 feet tall.
Yeah. So we have this huge retaining wall, and it's very – not only is it tall, it's very, very wide. Well, needless to say, the 7.2 decided to find where in the structure it was weak, and it cracked. You want to talk about chaos there.
Yeah, we had some cracks in the wall, and our front lawn that the wall was kind of holding in place.
Uh-huh. Cracked. Now, our lawn cracked in half. It's really kind of funny.
There's a fissure.
We have our own little canyon. And so the reason I'm mentioning this is we are finally, tells you the way things move in Guatemala, in the chaos, and believe me, it's chaos, of having this wall fixed and rebuilt. And so we're dealing daily with 10 workers. We're dealing with lots of delivery of stone and block and cement and all these other things to do it. And when the chaos got to be too great, Sri sat down with the foreman and said, look, the chaos has just gotten too great. And as part of the chaos, you know, chaos can be financial, right? The financial estimates and where we're going have gotten too great. And so I'd like you to lay off a few people.
Well, basically, we were at a stage in the construction where we didn't need 10 workers. We needed half a dozen, I felt, really focused on the next step, which was, you know, digging earth and preparations.
Now, imagine, before Sri goes any further and finishes this, I want you to imagine you're living down here. You earn a wage while we pay what's competitive for Guatemala. Believe me, it's nowhere near competitive for the rest of the developed world. And the people that are working here are all in somehow related, either in-laws or very close friends.
Yeah, cousins, that kind of thing.
And they came in from the Pacific Coast. They're all living together. So this was chaos when the foreman had to walk out and say what Sri had just offered as a directive.
Yeah, I basically explained to him. I said, we've already hit our budget and we're not done. So I need us to take a real intelligent look on how we're managing our labor and our materials, and let's keep going. And I said to him, I feel we should cut back on the number of employees, but you're the boss. I want you to look at the job ahead and tell me what to plan for in the coming week. And so they went away and they had their lunch. And at the end of the day, the foreman came back to me
with a smile. I want to, before Sri shares with you what they did, I want you to hear that he came back really happy about what they had put together.
Yeah, he said, I recognize that you've spent more money than you planned on. I recognize that the job is already a week longer than we thought we would be at. And we've talked about it as a group, and we've all decided to take a pay cut so that everyone can still be employed. So instead of laying off a couple of people, we are reducing our salaries so that you, the boss, have the same financial effect as if two people were gone, but we're all staying.
And I want y'all, I mean, I know a lot of you right now are going, wow. And I hope you are. Because
it was a group thing of taking care of the greater good for the group.
And it was about seeing chaos as the gift. You know, we had the chaos that caused Sri to have the conversation. So you took it upon yourself to take action rather than get stressed, right? Because chaos is not stress. And the foreman took that chaotic information, which could have been devastating, to the group. And the group, rather than dealing with it in stress and fear and worrying, said, how can we solve this versus how can we dive into it?
Yeah. And I love the attitude. And I was just so delighted and respectful of their solution. It's basically saying, what's good for all of us?
Exactly. How can we all be served?
As opposed to recognizing that we need to cut back on the number of workers. Instead, we're all in this together. We're a community, and let's contribute to the solution together rather than have just a couple people be affected.
I love that story, and thank you all for letting us share it. And you know, because it just happened a couple days ago, and we knew that this was part of the show, we just felt it was such a powerful thing. And you know, another powerful part of this show are our beloved callers. And we have a caller on line 5 right now. We have Nimue from Phoenix. Namaste, Nimue.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I've read some of your website and some of your emails, and really it's my first time engaging. There was some things that I heard on a recording or a video, a YouTube, that really did affect me. So I want to really acknowledge you for that, and I appreciate that point that I learned from you. Well, because it said mini readings or however you want to handle this, I'm just going to ask you my toughest questions right now for help, and that is that I have had a vandal, stalker, harasser for nearly 8 years. This is not anybody I ever dated. It's someone who, in a church of religious science that I have long since left because of this, I prevented this man from having access to a child care setting that was going to have just one little 8-year-old girl in it. And after that, all this started. There was some anger displayed at the church the next Sunday, and I've placed, I don't know, but, you know, probably at least 1,500 police reports. I've had all kinds of damage from practical level of life, break-ins, you know, put the most expensive top security locks on where I do not have the money, and lost jobs because of this person's associates apparently suddenly coming up and backstabbing me with lies. You know, severe financial impact. I mean, I've gotten other jobs, worked in, you know, in a underemployment type situation for the last 3 years. I lost that job. Now I'm looking for work now and determined to get back into my more skilled work.
What is your more skilled work, Nimue?
Well, I have done grant writing and fundraising for nonprofits for over 10 years. What I'm just claiming on one of my job applications is 4 years, but I've done it over a period really extending to up to the present off and on since that time. So probably 18 years or something like that.
Do you live alone?
I just did a pro bono grant for a small startup in California, and they were just ecstatic to see themselves positively reflected.
Are you living alone at this time?
I live alone. I've had a lot of injury to my cats. Now they're breaking in, and today I'm home from church, which I like to go to when I can. But every time I leave the house now, it appears that there's a break-in. They leave me clues. They leave me signature feathers. They leave me other big clues, things just, you know, toppled off of tabletops. The cats aren't doing this kind of thing. I know what they do.
I'm gonna invite you right now. I just have a couple questions I want to ask because I'm getting a lot of information. The first thing I wanted to ask you was, have you ever filed a restraining order?
Well, And sometimes the police have said to, and other times, there's no evidence of who this is, or there's a lot of, let me just go on to say, there's all kinds of high-tech interference as well as the low-tech. There's just everything.
Yeah, I see that, and that's why I'm asking.
No, I have not filed one, and I'm not sure I could.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do right now is I love that you got through today, because certainly there is a gift in this claiming of your chaos, of the chaos around you. And certainly this has gone to an extreme level. There's no doubt about it. 8 years is a very long time. However, Nimue, the universe is asking you to grab. It's so funny. I see you with like this beautiful spear. It's like this long wooden spear, and it has these beautiful feathers on it, and it's got crystals all over it, and it almost looks like an obsidian blade. And they're saying it is time for you to grab this sphere from the realm where you left it and stand tall as the priestess you are again. That this has caused a collapse rather than an empowerment. And the only way this is going to end is with you getting like ferocious in your no. And the no has to be declared, even if the densified realm, even if the world doesn't seem to support that, the energy given to the universe will. This is why locks didn't work. This is why attacking this on the level that it's meeting you isn't working. It's because you have set yourself up to be weak rather than empowered, which you are. And I mean that with all due love and respect. And 8 is such a magical number. It's your time. And so, excuse me, I'm actually losing my voice as I'm sharing this with you, because the gift of this chaos is for you to find your voice. And this spear is waiting for you. They're saying, go deep into the magic of thy soul, claim back this sphere, the spear, and the minute you claim it, feel it in your hand, hold it in your hand, and take action now. I will share with you one more thing. I clearly heard you need to move and like get fresh, which is why I asked what you did. Excuse me. And you need to speak your truth. You need to go in and get in front of a judge and file for a restraining order and share what the past 8 years have been about. Talk about all the police reports and just get this out there. That will clear the energy. And I know that sounds kind of simple, but at the same time, you have to move forward with it. And so thank you for calling. Hey, I think it was the perfect day for you to call, and please call again, and thanks for listening. Namaste.
Namaste. You know, so often in life, we adjust to a level of stress, a level of chaos, and we begin to accept it as our new normal.
Yeah.
And even though there's a part of us that says, no, 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 I don't like this, it's sort of like having that trick hip or...
You know, I don't know if it's a trick or not.
But
watch this.
A familiar pain. And familiar,
better said.
A familiar pain actually becomes a habit that is draining our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to disempower ourselves, because then it trains us to expect or allow pain. And so one of the things that it's important to remember is that you are sovereign. You are in charge of your world. And even though the outer world at times seems to be overwhelming, it's actually saying to you, come out, come forward, get clear on who you are, make your energetic stand. In the case of our caller, Nimue, I think it's important to recognize that being that empowered person involves feeling it inside as well as taking the outer worldly steps.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I know we have some other callers holding, and how does the show go this fast? You know, it always goes so fast. And so, beloved ones, what we're going to do right now is remind you that we are claiming chaos as a gift. Remember that the focus of today's show is to claim chaos as a gift. And the good news is this, that when we start seeing the gifts, when we let go of our need to hold on to our beliefs, remember, forgiveness happens when we let go of all hope of a better past and focus on today. And then we get to that Trinity energy that we talked about earlier and that we're going to dive into in the second half of the show.
And so in a moment, we are going to ask you to take a deep breath, reflect on what's been shared, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are glad you're with us.
We sure are. And we are claiming chaos as a gift. And whoa, what a show.
Well, indeed. So let's all take a step back for a moment. You know, one of the things that's important to do from time to time, and I say daily do this, is to pause and to detach and to take a look around us.
Yeah.
And when I say take a look, you know what I'm meaning, is to detach from the energetic engagement and to allow you to widen your view.
Yeah.
Chaos is really that energy of unlimited potential. You know, underneath the chaos, there's the unlimited possibilities. And yet the little pieces of activity, you know, the artifacts of chaos, you might say.
you're really into the archaeology
today.
I am.
You know, whatever the little personal nudge was, whether it was the surprise or the hurt or the unexpected, that's a particular form of this energy.
Yeah.
So let's consider for a moment that the chaos, meaning the bouncing energy of upheaval, of the unexpected, is actually there teasing us to find a new relationship with our world.
And, you know, not only that, Sri, we're diving now into that worldly aspect. I think we mentioned during the first half of the show that when we're gazing at this, it's very much a trinity. We have the chaos in our world, and then we have the chaos in both our personal world and our personal inner world. So it's like this trinity of energy. And simultaneously, if you're catching this show during April 2014, this is a month of fiery resurrection. And so this month, and that's why we're talking about it and doing this two-part series, initiating it out into the world during this month, is because all of the energy is really going to bubble. And so we're not going to take a lot of time on that because the show always goes so quickly. However, go to sriandkira.com and starting on Monday, April 7, you'll see a video posted right on our homepage. It's free, where Sri and I talk a lot more about this. And also you can go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and it'll be posted there. Read this. And even if you're reading it later on, even if it's not April 2014 anymore, it's very, very powerful, as is the archangelic soulment that came through during this month's energy. You know, very, Absolutely. Very powerful, because it's about safety, security, and clarity. A very powerful installment. So grab that video as well, YouTube or our website, treeandkira.com.
And so remember, in terms of the world at large, and I'm talking about the geopolitical, right. you know, the earth changes, all of that, all of the big picture stuff, so much of that is a reflection of the mass consciousness at large.
Yeah.
So in one sense, you don't have a lot of control. In another sense, you do.
Yeah. Well, and the other piece is, you know, we've spent a lot of time offering information and sharing with people about the collapse of the fourth dimension and the intensity of the astral energies that love chaos. They love it. And again, you can learn a lot more about that at our YouTube site. Go check out our video, The Collapse of the Fourth Dimension.
Right. But just to touch on that a little bit in this conversation is – dimensional frequencies are zones or environmental limits, you might say, for different types of expressions.
Yeah.
And so the third dimensional experience is the what we call density, and that's that experience of form, having a body, and the physicality. The fourth dimension is very much the astral, the energy of ghosts, of disincarnates, an energy that is kind of in between the world, Earth, and the fifth dimensional experience.
And it's an energy that absolutely will feed your ego, which is how it buys you into its presence.
Well, and the reason it's so prevalent and the reason it's so much attached to Earth is it loves emotional energy.
Oh, yeah.
Astral forces thrive on emotional release. It's like candy. And so to the extent that the astral can influence beings here in the third dimension, they want to influence chaos. They want that expression. That's what feeds them.
And so, you know, earlier we were talking about that if you were making a note, that one of the things you want to learn about claiming chaos as a gift is that, number one, chaos and stress are not the same. Number two, that where is my foundation? When you notice that you're in this chaotic state, where is my foundation? Number three, the next thing you really want to pay attention to is, am I addicted to chaos? You know, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get to your personal world, because chaos and drama tend to go hand in hand.
Well, they do indeed. Is so often we use the outer world to feed or stimulate an inner response.
Absolutely.
Now, it's not to say that we're all beautiful monks who are so detached and living in our hearts and forgetting that there is a world of interaction. I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that we learn to cultivate an ascended perspective while still going about our commitments.
Exactly.
And that ascended perspective is really the keeping one's eyes on the divine.
At all times.
Of recognizing that more is going on here than our little brains can wrap around.
And so noticing that there's a lot going on here before we create our own chaos, why don't we take another caller? And we have a lovely man holding from Maine. We have Michael, and he's a first-time caller. Namaste, Michael. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
I feel like it was just meant for me. I can't believe that I've had a week of chaos. I started a blog talk radio show about 3 weeks ago, and, you know, I was trying to help a friend spiritually. And then the next thing you know, I shared my show with a couple people, and all of a sudden, I got spiritually attacked and I got sick. So I called the person up who I thought the attack was coming from, and I said, "Hey, wait a minute, I just need to talk to you." I said, "I'm being spiritually attacked." I said, "I just need to talk to you. I'm going to feel better. Just let me talk to you for a few minutes." So I talked to this person, and they said, "Do you think I'm attacking you?" And I was like, "It's not even about that right now." I said, "I just want to talk to you." I said, "As soon as I hang up the phone from you, you know, I'm going to go home and my computer will work again, because my computer stopped working." And what do you know? I went home, my computer was working again. And then I said, "I need to just detach myself from the drama, and I need to just go into a divine place and pray." And I did that. And, I could feel the energy releasing from me that was attacking me. But what, I can't believe you're having this show on chaos, because I've had a week of it.
Oh, well, I'm just grateful that you called to share, and I love how you're dealing with it, Michael. I really do, because, you know, the key is to do what you said, which is to become the witness, you know, to look at it, to find the gift, to allow it to propel us to move forward. You know, one of the things that Sri and I always laugh about is that the universe keeps us on a need-to-know basis, because if we knew what we were saying yes to, most of us would say no. And the reality is that when you started your program and you got out there, had you known, you might not have done it the way you're doing it. And so I just love hearing how you're taking responsibility and moving forward, and I love the joy in your voice. What a blessing.
Well, thank you. You're a blessing as well, and I just wanted to let you know I did... About a year and a half ago, I did do the navigating the inner matrix, which was wonderful. You folks are a blessing. I'm going to, you know, keep listening to you folks, and I just thank you.
Thank you, my love, and have an amazing day.
Yep, bye-bye.
Namaste. Well, I love how our caller has underlined one of the most important pieces, which is at some point we stop battling it. We stop trying to explain it. We stop trying to understand it. We stop trying to fix it.
We get out of our addiction.
And we let go. We detach and move in, whether it's prayer, meditation, doing an energy practice. Yeah. You know, a beautiful practice for that is one we call the container practice. It's in Sacred Union, You Have a Choice. Or Sacred Union.
It's in 2012, You Have a Choice.
I got my titles crossed over there.
We've written so many books that we can't keep them straight.
Another practice is certainly to use the violet flame of transmutation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And those are all available, as well as many other ways to support you to recognize that this world, this seeming chaos, is an invitation to find your center, your divine center.
It really is. And Sri, I want to use that as a bridge, because when we go to find our divine center, you know, we've been talking a lot about the collapse of the fourth dimension. And again, learn more. Just go to YouTube, watch the video. It's free. We're talking about the outer world influence on our chaos. And of course, how we engage that brings us to those other two aspects of our chaos trinity, which are our personal outer world and our personal inner world. And our personal outer world, how connected are we? How much drama are we looking for? How much chaos are we addicted to that we often blame the outer world for, or we often feel is outside of our ability to navigate?
Well, the outer world is certainly our mirror, and yet it's also a composite or an intersection of multiple energies and multiple motives, because you got other people involved.
Right.
And so it's a lot more up close and personal. And I think one of the things we need to remember is when our immediate outer world is chaotic, it's still the same solution. We need to go inward for a moment to gather our foundation. However, it's also a sign that we might need to make a new decision.
Well, and the blessing is to recognize that. You know, that's when we can claim that chaos as a gift. If it can propel us to make a new decision, if we can take enough self-responsibility to say, hey, you know what? I don't have to continue this way. I can change direction. I can assist myself to claim the gift. You know, it's only when you claim the gift of the chaos that the chaos literally disappears. Until then, you are resisting it, thereby feeding it, thereby giving it energy.
Well, and I remember once, you know, a client or a caller saying, you know, I just seem to have bad luck. Things aren't going my way, blah, blah, blah. Lost my job, don't have the money, no honey, you know, and all of that. And a teacher once said, if you want better luck, you need to take more chances. Now, I heard that and I went, okay, that's really saying put yourself into movement, take action. Don't just retreat and react from the same old place of fear. And that makes sense. But here's the caveat that was missing. We must first find our center.
Yeah.
We must first move into that divine presence and restore our confidence and our trust in the divine,
so
then take action.
Okay, so I've got to jump in here, Sri, because we're now talking about that personal part of our Trinity energy. And so when we talk about our claiming our divine center, those of you that feel like it right now, bring your hand to your third chakra. Bring your hand or both of your hands to your third chakra and notice What are you, and just get quiet with it, this isn't a test, but what are you experiencing as we're even talking about this or as we're even sharing about that? You know, are you getting those little butterflies? Do you feel nothing? Do you feel anxiety? Do you feel joy? Because when we talk about the personal, right? We're talking about the personal. The physical body is part of that outer expression. And so when a lot of us carry these central issues, I'm disempowered. What's the third chakra? It's all about empowerment. I feel that I can't navigate. I can't put myself out there. What we're saying is that we are victimized. We're addicted to the chaos, and thereby we're going to retreat. Now, this brings us to, and it's amazing how fast the show goes, this brings us to that final piece. And that final piece is our inner world, because the reality, and Sri always says this so beautiful, the reality is this, this is a game board. Right? All this chaos, all this drama, this outer world chaos, this physical experience of chaos is a game board. And the reality is you cannot play your way off this game board. I want you guys to hear that. You cannot play your way off. The only way you can get off is
to lift.
To lift.
So consider for a moment, let that metaphor kind of come in. Everything in this beautiful experience of our worldly life is a game.
You know, I see the hamster with the cheese or the rat with the cheese. You know, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, okay, I might be able to get through the maze and get the cheese faster, but I'm still in the maze.
I want you to take in the word game only from the standpoint of it's an illusionary experience mm-hmm. that has certain guidelines and rules that yeah. are not disclosed to the players.
Play this game and figure it out. And that's really what it is.
And the irony of it is that it's like pushing on a water balloon. You can push and poke, and the balloon will change shape. But the moment you move your attention somewhere else, back it comes.
You know, isn't that the truth? And I love that, Sri. And one of the things that's so important is when we come to look at our inner chaos, what are the voices saying, right? What is that dismissible voice saying? Are you paying attention to your intuition? Are you conflicted about the essence of who you are? Because it really has kind of this domino effect. If you're conflicted about who you are, and then your physical expression of who you are is conflicted, and then you're bombarding yourself with conflict, my goodness, you are stressed. You're unable to see the gifts, right? You're unable to see this as the gift it is. Yet, if we begin in the inner world and lift, and one of the metaphors that I enjoy using often is go to 10,000 feet. When everything around you is getting crazy, go to 10,000 feet. And I always, for me, I visualize the Himalayas. When we were in Rishikesh, India, that was just a big, beautiful experience. So go to 10,000 feet and gaze at everything from there. And when you do, it gets, number one, in perspective, and number two, offers you the view and the solution that you can't see from the chaos.
Absolutely. The other thing to recognize is that you, meaning your essence, the part of you that is celebrating the opportunity to have a birth, to have a life, that divine you is safe, is at peace. And we need to be in alignment with our essence. You know, it's that personality self, that small self, the egoic structure that gets tousled and tumbled. And when the soul begins to come forward and say it's time to live from a deeper place, that's a chaotic moment.
Indeed.
And that's your inner truth saying, okay, you've had your time. Now let's come into full alignment with your sacred self.
Whew. And you know, Sri, that's why this is such a big show, because, and we really encourage you, before you would go to part two, and for those of you that are catching us live, you've got a week before we produce part two, start really spending this week looking at that. Follow through. Listen to the show again. Go to 10,000 feet. Recognize the difference between chaos and stress. See the trinity of the chaos and start claiming the gifts. Because, you know, drum roll please, da 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 da, the gift, the greatest gift of all, is that from the chaos you can create through passionate action. And that's why that's a whole show next week. Because it's like, well, what do I do, right? You're probably saying, well, okay, I get it. How do I do this? How do I move forward through the chaos? I see where I can claim some gifts, maybe where I haven't really taken self-responsibility. responsibility for some of the chaos. I see that chaos is not stress. I see that all of this is a gift of reminding us who we are, right? It's always our rough spots that come forward.
So every time chaos shows up in the inner world, it is indeed a signal that it's time to move to your foundation. You know, we all have a story. We all have an upbringing. Yeah, I remember once hearing at a church service years ago what I'm about to share with you, and the pastor stood up and said, shared this story, and it was basically he was counseling an alcoholic whose life was in disrepair, whose marriage had fallen apart, and there was just a lot of pain and suffering in this man's life, and he said, why do you think you've ended up here? And the man said, there was so much chaos in my upbringing. My father was an alcoholic, and that's why I'm an alcoholic. And he goes, okay. And then he said he met another man who was very successful, had a lovely, balanced relationship and a career that was meaningful, and had learned to organize his time, et cetera. And he said, to what do you attribute your success? And the man said, well, I had a very chaotic upbringing, and my father was an alcoholic. It goes to
perspective.
Exactly.
Lifting off the game board.
You know, there's no victims here. We all have experiences, and we all have had pain. We've all have had joy. And how do we respond to this? How do we use this to create a foundation of trust in our essence?
And so I want to share that we go back to Archangel Zadkiel, which is hold the truth of the divine in your heart, hold wholeness in your heart, and there can only be one outcome, divine reconnection.
And that attitude, that perspective of divine connection, holding the truth of the divine in our heart, that's so essential, because if we don't have that, then the chaos, the emotional upheavals in our life can seem so large. And they can be so compelling. But as we foundationalize with the spiritual truth that is also ever-present, also available, as we foundationalize there, then life becomes a whole lot easier.
Well, you know, Sheree, talking about easier, I know we're almost out of time, but we have a caller from Scotland that I'd like to try and sneak in. So let's see if we can get Emma in on line one. Namaste, Emma.
Namaste.
Welcome, sweetheart.
How are you?
We're delighted to speak with you.
Sorry, I'm a little overwhelmed because I didn't think I would get through.
Well, we're glad you did. How may we serve you today?
I follow what you do often, and I would really love to request a mini soul reading.
It's our honor. Sure, it's our honor to do so. So I'm going to invite you, beloved one, to bring your hand to your heart and just to allow yourself to relax. And when I'm connecting with you, that's the energy that first comes forward, is they just keep saying, relax, relax, and be. That there is I don't want to use the word of, it's like a vibrating energy of anxiety that is underlying, and it tends to work through you in many different ways. And they're saying, just relax and be. You are incredibly whole as you are. You have a brilliant mind. You have a beautiful creative nature and an incredible smile. And they're saying for you to just relax and be, step out your foot, and all is there. And I love that train decided to really emphasize for us. And thank you, my love. Step out and be. And so it is. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. You know, so often we need to remember that we've got to take a chance.
Woohoo!
If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to get more of what you got.
That's right. And if you keep using chaos as chaos, and you forget to change the gifts, well, then you're going to be on the game board, and you might get the cheese, but you aren't going to lift. And that brings us to the close.
Brings us to a rather cheesy reality.
It does. And remember that this is part one. Join us next week for part two, where we're going to continue this conversation and begin creating through passionate action. Is there a positive future ahead? We look forward to exploring that with you.
And so until we have the joy of being with you again, we want to invite you to take that deep breath, to breathe into your heart, and to trust and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.